We read the second hadith in the chapter of Mujahada, to make effort to strive in the path of Allah Ta'ala. The hadith, the contents of it was that when a person goes closer to Allah, Allah comes more closer to him. And one explanation that is given in the commentary here is that when a person goes closer to Allah by nawafil, making the effort, sacrificing and making nafal ibadah, how much he makes effort, much more than that Allah comes towards him. So how much more nafal ibadah, namaz, roza, zakat, charity, etc. we do, so much more Allah Ta'ala comes closer to us. This hadith al-Qudsi indicates towards Allah Ta'ala's expeditious mercy and generosity. Allah Ta'ala honors every good deed, no matter how small it may appear, and He grants manifold reward for it. Small, Allah, one of the names of Allah Ta'ala is Ash-Shakur, the thankful. And the explanation of that, الَّذِي يُعْطِي الْأَجْرَ الْجَزِيلَ عَلَى الْعَمَلِ الْقَلِيلِ. Now Shakur is that being, Allah Ta'ala, who gives a great reward on small amals. Even if a person picks up a little twig from the masjid, a small piece of something, that also Allah gives great rewards on that. And if we read the dua on any amal that we do, the smallest amal, Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Then by the barakat of that dua, that amal on the day of Qiyamah when it will be weighed, then the normal scale that will be there, it will be said it's too small the scale. Another scale will be brought, a very big scale. That scale won't be enough, which is normally used to weigh the actions of people. So Allah is so thankful, so appreciative. Ni'mal qadirin. The best of him who appreciates is Allah Ta'ala. In this world, a husband might say, I do so much for my family, my wife, children, but they don't appreciate. Many a wife says, I do so much for my husband, but she doesn't appreciate, he doesn't appreciate. But Allah Ta'ala is that being that the small, small things which nobody else knows, but we did it solely for Allah, Allah appreciates it and rewards very greatly. So we should strive with all our ways, and particularly here is reference to nafal ibadah. We should strive in that, and we can't imagine how much Allah Ta'ala will reward on that. He grants manifold reward for it. The more a person performs good deeds, the more he is rewarded. And all these good deeds are building our Jannat. As Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam on the night of Mi'raj, that give your ummat my salams. Ulama say when we hear this hadith, we should say reply to that salam. Alaykum wa alayhimus salam. That Ibrahim alayhi salam has sent salams for us. And he said, inform your ummah that Jannat is an empty land, very, very fertile. Things grow very quickly, very good water in Jannat. And the plants of Jannat are subhanallah, is a tree of Jannat. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is a tree of Jannat. So all our nafals that we will make, two rakats nafal after Zuhr namaz, after the four sunnat-e muakkada, four faras to sunnat-e muakkada, and then two nafils, that is a palace in Jannah. So if we are not building our palaces now, it must not happen we get into Jannah with our iman, but we find it an empty place. And we can't go and build when we are there. And we can't go and plant our gardens and make our gardens when we are there. Yeah, Allah has sent us to make those gardens. So if we are not building our palaces, we read 10 times Qul Huwallahu Ahad, the surah, then it's a palace in Jannah. But if we are not building our palaces, we think nafil is not important, not necessary. It must not happen we get into Jannah, but we find it's an empty place. No beautiful gardens, no beautiful palaces, no wonderful water features, etc. Now is the time. And through nafil is the way that a person can can acquire all this. And he can make his Jannat very abad, very beautiful, with all the palaces, all the hoors of Jannat, all the beautiful gardens of Jannat. Those who are honored by Allah Ta'ala experience true blessings, peace and contentment. This is another thing, that when a person makes nafal ibadat, he will find peace within himself. And when we are just rushing, we might be making our ibadat, we doing our faras, but that also we are cutting corners and we are taking shortcuts, and we are not making our faras namazes also properly, and no nafal namaz. We are just last to come in the masjid and the first to go out again. Those people will find that they made namaz in a rush, their whole life is in a rush. They mess namaz, their whole lives are also messed. But if we take time, and if we are going to read nafal, then automatically our faras, we are going to do it properly. We won't be rushing in our faras and that. And then we have time for nafal. And a person who's got time for the house of peace, the house of Allah Ta'ala, he will find peace within himself. When he goes home, there will be peace. No fighting when we go there. When we go to our shops and businesses, we'll find peace there. We'll get news, very good business was done while we were gone also. And that everything is in order. Otherwise, we go and then we start fighting with the workers. This one did not do this right, that person came late. All fights all the time, we are not at peace with anyone. So by nafal ibadat, all these great advantages we get. While they may externally seem to be in difficult circumstances, Allah Ta'ala in reality blesses them in abundance. That is, the righteous people, outwardly it might seem they don't have big palatial homes. They are not driving big fancy luxurious motor cars. But the peace they have in their heart and in their lives, that the other people can't dream about also. And those who are living in the very smart way of life, they are on antidepressants. They are all the time parishan. They've got no peace in their life. When we made effort on things, then things became valuable, we lost our value. And those who make value on them, who make effort on themselves, their iman, their yaqeen, their qualities, their ibadat, they become valuable and things lose their value. Things are valueless and they see that things are not at all anything to go about and die about. But when we make effort on things all the time, we don't make effort on our iman, our amal, then things have become valuable. Things which are valueless, they have become valuable in our eyes. Our homes, our gardens, small, small things have taken on so big value. Haram things, all this World Cup, all that becomes very important in our lives. We give our lives for all those things. And for the real valuable things, namaz, tilawat of Quran, zikr of Allah, we don't have time for that. So we have to make effort in the correct direction. The lives of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and righteous servants of Allah Ta'ala are proof of this. These people, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, did not possess the dunya, minus a few Anbiya whom Allah gave the riches of this world also. By and large, all the Anbiya, they lived a very simple life. And we have to take a clue from our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who did not have anything whatsoever. But the peace he had, nobody can imagine that peace. His connection with Allah, nobody can ever dream of what connection Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had. Whereas, if we see the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if a person stood up and raised his hand, he will touch the ceiling. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made sajda in tahajjud, Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha said, I had to pull my legs in because make place for Nabi sallallahu alayhi sajda. That one house which was the whole, one room was the whole house, and that one room was also so small. Today our small houses are so big, and huge, huge palaces, like we have places, we are living like Fir'aun and Haman and Qarun, even the righteous and the pious, even ulama, what types of houses we are living in, we cannot imagine. Whereas they used to live in that small, simple houses, but what they possess in their hearts, the whole world together cannot possess. And on the other hand, we with all these big houses, fancy things, it is all things. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained very beautifully that samani rahat aur cheez hai, rahat aur cheez hai. The things of comfort are something else, and comfort itself is something else. Today we think to have a wonderful bed for stupidic mattress, the latest of the of that, we think that is sleep. That is not sleep. Sleep is something else. A person under a tree on the pavement is fast asleep. With all the traffic and the noise and the people walking, what a sleep he gets. And a person sleeping on his postupedic mattress, whole night he can't get sleep. So a mattress is not sleep. We have been bluffed to think that the things of comfort are comfort. Comfort is something else, and the things of comfort are something else. So if we make effort on our deen, especially here particular references, our nafal ibadat, we will get all that comfort and peace. When a person makes ibadat like that, as Maulana Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when we go to sleep, we won't know whether we fell asleep first or our head touched the pillow first. In other words, we'll get such a good sleep, a solid sleep. And those people who are in comfort all the time, they don't get sleep the whole night also. When a person works properly and he strives, like keeping rozas, and he's nice and hungry, even in simple food, what enjoyment he gets. And when a person is eating all the time, and now it's meal time and he wants to eat some more, he needs achars and chutneys to push the food down, to make it taste, to make it feel tasty. He can't eat simple food. He needs all the most delicious, and that also, and he has to sip juice in between also, and cold drink in between. Just ordinary food doesn't go down his throat. Whereas a person who strives, how he enjoys that simple food, Allama Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali, when he came to South Africa, he said that your wonderful breakfast what you have, I at my home, the night's roti which is left over, the dry roti, that I swear by Allah is more tastier to me than this breakfast of yours, this wonderful breakfast. So when a person lives like that, what enjoyment Allah Ta'ala gives to him. On the other hand, those who disobey Allah and spend their lives in temporary false enjoyments suffer from unhappiness. All these people who we see on the stages, in the theaters, and who are big, big shows of death, they themselves confess that it's also only on the stage. After that, with the amount of depression we go through, and the loneliness we feel, and the sorrow that is with us, the world together hasn't got so much of sorrow. It is just a whole big false picture in front of us. Girls, young girls, who see the adverts of other girls using makeup, and they appear to be so with the silk skin they have got. But when they start using their cosmetic, they find acne, they find all pimples on their face, they find everything now the opposite. So this is all just a false front, and unfortunately, we who were supposed to guide them, we are following them, so nobody in the world is seeing them. Light. We who got the light, we are not following the light. We are following darkness of the kuffar. So how can the world ever see any type of light? Outwardly they may appear to be happy, but true contentment eludes them. It's only outwardly that they, and we will notice also whenever they have a gathering, wherever, at airports, in the aeroplane, you hear them talking and laughing loudly for no reason, just they busy laughing for every small thing. One person while in the conversation just makes a sound and all start laughing. That is all to cover up that sorrow that they have got inside. They haven't got any peace, so they cover it up with all this laughter of theirs. They cover it up with all this dunya things, big, big houses, fancy, fancy foods, by Abdul Wahab sahab, that Rahmatullah Ali of Raiwin used to say, the way of eating all the time and just having parties is the way of the kuffar. That is the way of the animals that they just eat. A Muslim's life is far from that. A Muslim's life is not all the time just eating all the time. A Muslim's life is completely different. So we are fooled. We had to lead them when we are in righteousness. We are following them in the wrong things and in their darkness. May Allah guide us and let us understand who we are, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what we had to be doing, and come on the right track. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.